It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I am Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. Thanks for joining us today on Lincoln County Connections every Thursday at 9 a.m. is when we do this. And on the program, we've got some master gardeners. We're going to have a great discussion with Liz Olson. She's a program coordinator for OSU Extension Master Gardener Program. And we have Pam McElroy. She is a master gardener and a master composter. Liz, I suppose you're a master composter too.
I am.
So they have got a lot of knowledge, and we're already kind of passing that information around. And I just got to say something up front here, ladies. You have so much fun with this. And that really seems to typify so many of the master gardeners that I run into. And I think folks should know that as we talk about that and talk about the opportunities Lincoln County residents can participate in these OSU Extension programs, you guys are a fun bunch.
Well, thank you. We'd like to have fun.
Yeah, it's
much better to have fun. And digging in the dirt is always fun.
Playing in the dirt is good for us.
You know, I have to say, yesterday at the Board of Commissioners meeting, we had several individuals coming in talking about Obesity Awareness Month, food security, food, and Jan, is it Ospie?
Ospie.
Mm-hmm. Ospie. Yes. She is, I believe, OSU Extension's nutrition educator.
Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm. And one of the great stories that was told was from Sharon Kelly about building these raised beds in front of Taft Elementary, I think is where they had done it, and getting the kids involved. And there's something really neat that seems to happen when the kids get involved, when everybody gets involved and starts digging in dirt. There's this sort of transformation. Do you see that in some individuals? Because I'm sure some come with a history and interest in gardening, and they want to just really sharpen their skills, but maybe some come that are totally green, quote unquote. And what kind of transformation happens to people when they learn some of these skills?
Well, obviously with the children's, and you're getting children in the garden, like the Aquinnah Bay Lighthouse Garden with Sam Case. It's not just a matter of digging in the dirt. They learn a bunch of life skills in an environment where they're not even aware. It's not the structured classroom environment. And they light up. And you're right, some children come from backgrounds with gardening, and some come back with no background whatsoever. So, and then eating and growing things and eating healthy. These are all things that, you know, just kind of are the byproducts of it, the pluses to it.
Yes.
And then from Pam's perspective, with the adaptive gardening,
Working on this, it's a new master gardener project.
And what is adaptive gardening?
Well, we are all getting older, and you know, it just came to me when I was out at Ocean View, the assisted living place, one day. Wow, these people have gardened all their lives. They fed their children from their gardens. And now they can't. The vicissitudes of aging and other physical issues. So, how do we make things available so they can garden again?
Excellent.
We make adjustments. Like the, there's a two-bay wheelchair-accessible raised bed now.
Nice.
Out at Ocean View. And they're playing in it. They are having a good time gardening. I came around the corner with some plants I was going to put in the planter, and there was already an Ocean View garden party going on. And they had rolled up in wheelchairs or in their walkers, and they were focused and engaged and outside and socializing. I think it is going to be a huge plus.
How exciting.
It
How
is.
How exciting from kids to seniors. And is adaptive gardening is it a new segment of the Master Gardening program, or is it just kind of something on the periphery that you realized, wow, we need to fold this in with raised beds? How has it kind of unfolded for you?
Well, I had moved my mom out there last summer, and I came in one day in the fall, and I had some bulbs from the Master Gardener bulb sale. I was mobbed. And I went back to the next board meeting and said, there is a demographic in this community we have completely overlooked, and we need to get on with it.
You know, it's interesting. As I was listening to our guests talk at the Board of Commissioners meeting about the obesity issue, and I thought it was kind of ironic culturally where, you know, obviously we were more rural and, you know, city life has always been city life and maybe poses some challenges in terms of space about where to put things. I mean, some of the projects I've seen you guys work on certainly show that you can grow about anywhere if you get creative.
Correct.
Talking about adaptive beds. But it's funny that we're doing this full circle thing, whereas it just used to be something that we did all the time in terms of gardening, and then we've sort of drifted away from it, and now we're consciously trying to make an effort to raise awareness of it again.
Yes.
What about that irony?
It is. It has come full circle, and it's, you know, it's not young, old. It's all people in between. Adaptive gardening is a relatively new concept, and it's new, obviously, to the Master Gardener program here in Lincoln County, but as Pam mentioned, it's a segment that they really still want to garden, so how do we accommodate those gardening needs? But the same thing with people who live in, you know, smaller spaces, smaller homes, apartments. We've done container gardening, round tables for folks like that. So we really do try to reach out into the community across all sectors to bring gardening techniques to everybody.
Okay, we're talking to Liz Olson, Pam McElroy. Master Gardeners, Master Composters is the subject. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Okay.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections, talking about Master Gardening, Master Composting. Liz Olson, Pam McElroy on the program this morning. Maybe we should let our listeners know that there are some opportunities coming up. I know we're going to talk a lot about different things here, but what do we need to do to get signed up? Generally, what are our hours and the kind of commitments for each of the programs? Liz, you want to talk about the Master Gardening first, and then Pam, maybe the composting?
Okay. Well, the Master Gardener classes will begin in January. They're going to be held on Tuesdays, starting January 7th, and then there's orientation in December. We will start taking registrations. You can call into the extension office at 541-574-6534 and get more information on the Master Gardener classes. This year we decided to do once a week. In the past couple of years we've done twice a week, and we felt that that was a little bit much.
Okay.
A little too much education in one week.
Stretching it out over more.
It'll be
weeks.
10 or 11 weeks total this time on Tuesdays. The cost is going to be the same, $195. We kept it the same since, I think, 2008. We hold the classes at Oregon Coast Community College campus, 9 to 4.
Okay.
So that's that program, and the registrations will be starting on that program quite soon.
Okay.
But in the meantime, you can get information from the extension office.
Okay.
And then before that, the Master Composter class is going to be starting.
And that will be November 5th through 7th and 12th through 14th, and classes again at OCCC. From 1:30 to 4:30, and that's Thursdays, right, Liz?
It's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday weeks in a row on that one. So it's a six classes total, and the cost, again, has remained the same. It's $60. That includes all the classroom materials and
so
book.
Let's talk about composting. I'm just, you know, I was showing you photos today of the compost bin that I just finished. Of course, I'm real excited about it, but that's just the beginning. And thinking about what to put in your compost bin and the kinds of ratios of materials, these are the things you learn in the class?
Absolutely. And, you know, it seems as though it might be very heavy on, what would you say, chemistry and
science. There's some of that.
But it makes so much sense when you go through all the pieces of that and why you need these particular ratios, because if you just do dump and run, you kind of get what you get out of it, what you put into it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it does seem there's this benefit of reducing your waste stream, say, to the landfill by composting, but also you're going to get great soil, and this is the, you know, the other great benefit here, really.
Yes, the compost is what you would add to your soil to amend it, to improve it. Mm-hmm. So making your own, and therefore using up some of your green and brown waste, so it doesn't go into the landfills. You know, so there's benefits all around. Mm-hmm. The other piece of it that is taught, in addition to the, you know, the techniques and the different composting methods, because there's various methods, is also vermicomposting, which is composting with worms. And that can be done on a smaller scale. Plus, they kind of become your pets, sort of, after a while. You know, you treat them well, you feed them well, give them nice bedding and things of that.
And they're not rude guests. They don't throw wild parties. They just make you compost.
Well, and I've been told, too, that, you know, one could actually successfully create a small composting bin, worm bin, say in your garage, and have almost zero odor. I mean, is this myth or truth?
No, it is truth. I have a stacking. That's what I started with, was a four-stacking plastic composting, worm composting. And you're right, it doesn't smell. It's contained, and it's in a small space, maybe 2 feet, so it's very easy to do it. Now, granted, you're not going to get a whole lot of compost from a unit like that, but you'll get side dress, you know, things you could side dress your plants with would be sufficient. Mm-hmm. And then you can go to bigger, you know, make your own worm bin. I have one that's a 55-gallon plastic garbage can that I use, because the worms multiply, and so they have to find new homes.
Well, and what's great about what you're saying is growing and composting can be on so many different levels of scale. You can you could do this in your apartment, to be
you could.
To be frank, and you can go all the way up to just a huge garden if you have all this property. So there's really so many levels folks can participate. I think if somebody's listening and they think, well, you know, all I have is a little porch off of my apartment, you can pull it off.
Yes. I had a little worm bin down in my basement. Tub, 18-gallon tub. Mm-hmm. And when it was raining sideways, it was very nice to be able to just go down the stairs, feed my worms, and call it good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Didn't have to go running out in the rain. And there is no smell. It's very easy. I mean, you do need to pay attention to their needs.
Mm-hmm. Do your worms need, say, a little classical music from time to time? Or?
No, but
they just like good food.
Good food. And
well, we're talking to Liz Olson, Pam McElroy. Be right back. Stay with us. Thanks for listening to Lincoln County Connections. Liz Olson, Pam McElroy on the program talking about master gardening and master composting. To continue the discussion about composting, you know, the question I just had for you was, wow, you know, where do I get the information? And I can see myself as being someone who might have started by just dumping and running. And what kind of a phenomena is that for the new composter?
Dump and run is really not very effective. And there is a science to composting. I mean, there's literature out there, obviously, and we have publications at the Extension office. But this class, it's not something you could just teach in a small class, because it does. There's a process that you have to go through. You have to understand what the process is if you want really good compost. You know, because otherwise, I mean, it has to get up to a certain temperature
to be able to the time.
Certain length of time to kill weed seeds, to kill pathogens. Mm. So, I mean, there's important things that need to be done, and that's why that dump and run is really not good, because you don't know what's going on. You don't know if it got hot enough. You don't know if you've killed the pathogens, and you don't want to be putting that on your edibles. So you really do want to learn how to do it properly.
Yeah, you know, it seems like those top layers don't allow anything really to get down to the lower layers, so you get just stuck with some material that just nothing happens.
That's why you really need to turn it. You need to, you know, get the air going, circulation. So that's why there is a science to it. You want to make sure that the oxygen, air pockets, spaces, that you've got the right ratios so that the breakdown process occurs properly and so on.
Well, and the other thing is, if you don't turn it and get some air in, you can end up with an anaerobic situation, which is nasty. It's just nasty. And that does not make good compost.
Well, the class. So November 5th will be the first date. These little runs, 5th through the 7th, 12th through the 14th. Looks like about, what, about 3 hours each day on those days.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So going to OSU Extension Newport is a great Google term, $60. And what do you have to just fill out an application? What do you do?
You just fill out an application and pay the $60. You can call the 541-574-6534 extension office, or you can come in to the extension office at 29 Southeast 2nd Street across from the Senior Center.
And you'll have a demonstration area. I mean, there will be some class time, but then obviously some outdoor time.
There's a lot of hands-on demonstration so that you learn correct practices and you learn different methodologies. Yes.
Great. And a couple of the things that you have coming up, a round table?
September 20th from 1 to 3, the Lincoln County Master Gardener Association will be having another round table. They've had a few of them this season. This particular one on the 20th is going to be fall and winter gardening, which we're all kind of keen on because we'd like to keep growing vegetables through the fall and winter season. And then also the 60-plus Activity Center, formerly the Senior Center in Newport, on September 21st, is having what they're calling Bon Santé, so good health. It's going to be a health and environmental fair, and Master Gardeners will have a presence there. Pam McElroy will be there discussing adaptive gardening. My understanding is that the Senior Center will be building some raised accessible beds, or at least one as a demonstration.
Oh, wow.
For adaptive gardening. We will also have mini cloche, herb gardening, and also container gardening demonstrations and displays.
And this is a fundraiser as well? The Bon Santé? No?
I don't think so. No, this is free. It's open to the public.
Okay.
Kind of a health fair.
Health environmental fair. Yeah. So it's not just Master Gardeners. It's going to be all different entities that are going to participate in this. And it is free. It is to the open to the public. And that's on September 21st. And it's sponsored by the Senior Center.
Okay.
Is that 10 to 2?
10 to 2, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so 10 to 2 on the Bon Santé, September 21st. And what was the date on the round table discussion again?
That's September 20th. That's a Friday from 1 to 3.
Okay, from 1 to 3.
And we'll have to get more information on where it's going to be held. I think it's going to be held on the Oregon Coast Community College campus or at the library. So we'll have to get Casey the information exactly where it's going to be held.
We'll get that out to the listeners, but that's great. Winter gardening, so I mean, we're getting close, aren't we?
We are. Regrettably, but we are.
But there's that continuation throughout the year, so that's got to be really exciting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to winter lettuce and root vegetables and and learning how to grow those better.
So there's ways to keep it going.
Yes,
all right.
Definitely.
So if you've been listening to the program, we're talking about master gardening, and you really do need to pre-register, I think, sometimes your master gardener class itself to... Do either of these, I mean, do they ever fill up completely and then it's too late?
Yes.
Okay.
We do have a limited number, both for the Master Composter class and the Master Gardener class. And so it's a first-come, first-served basis. As soon as we reach that limit, we're done. The Master Composter class, potentially 15, and Master Gardener class, likely 30, is about what we can fit into the classroom.
Okay.
Effectively.
Well, thanks. To the two of
you,
I know there's so much to discuss in the area, but you're doing a wonderful job, and your enthusiasm is just great. If you've been listening to us, you're going to have a lot of fun. So remember, OSU Extension Newport, put that in Google, get you to where you need to be. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Casey.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. This has been Lincoln County Connections, and we'll see you same time, same place next week. Have a wonderful day.